सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In verse number, in sloka number 17, sadhana for a karma sannyasi is given here. So this karma sannyasi has done karma yoga. Now he has become fit for karma sannyas. Karma sannyas means sravan, manan, nididhyasan. So it is said, tat parayanaha, tat buddha, tat atmana, tat nishta, tat parayanaha. This karma sannyasi has decided. What he has decided? That my goal. What is my goal? My goal is to realize that truth. Tat parayana. He has fixed his goal. Tannishtha. Tannishtha means that he is now studying scripture. They have got nishtha, abidance in sravan and manan. So, tannishtha indicates sravan and manan for karma sannyasi. Tadatmana indicates nididhyasan. You have heard these words, no? Sravan, manan, nididhyasan. Tadatmana means they do nididhyasan. Nididhyasan means sabikal samadhi they do. Then what will happen after that? Tadbuddhaya. Tadbuddhaya indicates the sakshatkar, direct experience of that. Nirbikal samadhi. So the whole sadhana for a karma sannyasi is given in the first line of sloka number 17. They have fixed their goal, they are doing sravan, they are doing manan, they are doing nididhyasan, and they reach to the nirvikalp samadhi state. So what is the fruit of that nirvikalp samadhi state, or what is the fruit of sakshatkar? What is the fruit of realization? Gacchanti apunaravrittim. Avrittim is coming. Avrittim means coming. Puna avrittim, coming again. Apunaravrittim, not coming again. They are not coming again. That means they are will not take birth again. Gacchanti apunaravrittim. Who are these people? Jnana nirdhut kalmasa. Jnana nirdhut kalmasa. Kalmasa means the sins. Nirdhut means whose sins are cleansed, destroyed. How they are destroyed? Jnana. By knowledge. By knowledge, their all sins are destroyed. What is the vision of such person after that realization? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini suni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshina. He is samadarshina, seeing everywhere the same atma tattva. He is seeing the same atma tattva. How is he? Vidya vinaya sampanna. He has got the knowledge, vidya. And vidya dadati vinayam. He has got the humility also. So, vidya, vinaya, sampan, endowed with vidya and vinaya. What he sees, samadarsana, he sees equal everywhere. Where? Brahmanes and swapake. Brahmane, in earlier class we have seen, guna, karma, utkrishta. Whose guna and karma are best. Sattvic guna, Brahman. Brahman is a sattvic guna pradhan. Swapake, outcast. Tamasic person. Guna karma nikrishta. One is Utkrishta, another is Nikrishta. So two examples Shankaracharya Bhagavan gives, Brahman and Swapake. In both of them, what he is seeing? He is seeing the same Atma Tattva. Not the outer gross body, subtle body and the causal body. He is not seeing that. And Gavi Hastini Sunichaiva, Gavi in the cow, Hastini, elephant, and Suni, a dog. In all of them, whether it is animal or a Brahman or an outcast, in each of them, Samadarsana, he is seeing everywhere Asti Bhati Priya. He is seeing the substratum everywhere, his own Atman everywhere. Iha eva jita sarga yesam samya sthiti mana. Iha, here only, eva alone. Tai jit sarga, jit sarga means he has overcome all the sarga, birth, this world, he has conquered. Jita, he has conquered this world. He has gone beyond this world. Yesam samya sthiti mana, yesam whose samya sthiti mana, where is mind? Mind is established, sthita, established where? Samme. Samme means in that equality. Who is that equal? Who is everywhere? Whether it is animals or Brahman or Swapake. Nirdosa hi samam Brahma. That is Brahma, which is nirdos, spotless, never tainted by any upadhi. Nirdosa hi samam. And he is present in all of them. He is equal. Spotless Brahman. Tasmat Brahmani Teshta. Therefore, they are established in that Brahman, which is spotless and which is samam. So now, Bhagavan is giving characteristics of a Jnani in 5 verses from 20 to 24. Jnani's Lakshan. Earlier, we have seen in chapter 2, Sthita Pragya Lakshan. And then the Bhakta Lakshan will come in chapter 12. Again, Jnani Lakshan will come in chapter 13. So here Bhagavan is saying few Lakshan, few characteristics of such Jnani.
Na prahishet priyam prapya. Na prahishet priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. Sthira buddhira sammuraha. Sthira buddhira sammuraha. Brahmavid brahmanisthitaha. Brahmavid brahmanisthitaha. Na prahishet priyam prapya. No dvijit prapya cha priyam. Sthira buddhira sammuraha. Brahmavid brahmanisthitaha.
These characteristics are there in the Jnani. You don't have to put in effort to keep these characteristics. But for all the seekers, we have to put in this some effort to imbibe these characteristics in our mind. Since his mind is sthit in the Brahman, which is nirdos and sam, nirdos spotless and sam equal everywhere, therefore, na prahaset priyam prapya na udvejet prapya cha apriyam sthira buddhi asammura brahmavit brahmanisthita. Brahmanisthita. Where his mind is placed? In Brahman. Where is our mind placed? In the world. This is the difference. Brahmanisthita. And how is this person? Sthira buddhi. His buddhi is sthir. He has decided that I have to identify with the Atma, not Anatma. And we all have decided that we will not go to Atman. We will not attach to Atman. Where do we want to get attached? Anatman. Sthira buddhi. We all have very sthira buddhi in Anatman. The sthira buddhi, asammura, undeluded. He is not deluded. What is delusion? Not knowing a thing as it is delusion. We think jagat is satya, Brahma is a mithya. Why? Brahma is mithya. I can't see Brahman. Therefore, it is not there. But the jnani, jnani he knows Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. Jagat is Mithya. Asammudha. And he is Brahmavit. He is the knower of Brahman. He knows Brahman. Then, na prahaschet priyam prapya, na udvejit prapya cha priyam, na prahaschet priyam prapya. Everybody wants, you know, the priyam. Priyam means ishta thing, whatever I desire. A desired situation, desired circumstances. And we all put in lot of effort for getting that. Getting that ishta, desired thing or situation or circumstances. So when we get, a jnani gets that priyam vastu, he is happy. He is happy. Sometimes he throws party also. Mera promotion ho gaya. He doesn't know it can become demotion also, or you can get pink slip also, or ultimately if you don't get that, you have to retire one day. That is coming. But he is very happy. But how is this jnani? He is also happy, but not over happy. Not over happy. We become over happy. This jnani never becomes over happy. He becomes happy. Why is he not over happy? Because he knows the true nature of this. He knows the true nature of the whole jagat. What is the true nature of all whole jagat? The whole jagat is a dukkha yoni. We are going to see today. The whole jagat is a womb of sorrow. He knows that. Therefore, na prahaset priyam prapya, na udvejit prapya priyam. And apriya, pratikul, anishta, that is generally considered as painful, no? The thing which we don't desire. Suppose our enemy comes in. We don't desire he should come in. It's painful. So this priya and apriya are from the standpoint of all ajnanis. Ishta and anishta vastu. Both ishta and anishta, both relate to anatman only. Both relate to anatman. Whatever is ishta for you may be anishta for other. Suppose somebody likes smoke. I don't like. It is ishta for him. He desires that. I don't desire it. So ishta and anishta, this varies. So jnani standing in the market also, if somebody spits on his face, he is not agitated. He is not agitated. Not agitated. Or somebody praises him. Oh, yesterday the rain was because of you. Or today the sunshine is there because of you, Jnaniji. You are here because of that sunshine is there. So he is equal. Some in all. Some in all. So he maintains that equanimity. So equanimity is the top sadhana for all the seekers. He has already got the equanimity because his mind is placed in Brahman, which is nirdosh and sam. Sam is equal. Nirdosh is spotless. His mind is placed there. Same thing was said earlier in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, dukhesu anudvigna mana sukhesu bigat priya. This equanimity indicates the wisdom of that person. He has reached that state. That is his wisdom. This is conquering of the world. This is conquering. Now the world cannot give me any agitation. No agitation. And jnani had remotely conquered jita sarga, conquered this world. World not will not give him any udveg, agitation of mind. But a jnani when he gets any sorrow, he becomes depressed. Kya hoga, kitne din rahega? Depressed. How did he attain this equanimity? It depends on the vision. How did he attain? We can also attain it. If we know the science, we can also attain it. How he has attained? It is the mind where you have placed your mind. where you have placed the mind. In earlier it was said, Brahmani te sita. In this verse, in slok number 20, Brahmani stita, there his mind is in Brahman. His mind is not in object, emotions and thought. Understand the difference. Where do you experience sukha and dukh? It is either at the gross body level, sita usna, sita, touch a ice cube, sita, touch a hot kettle, usna, touch, sita usna, man apman, at the intellect level, sukh dukh, at mind level. But jnani has transcended his gross body and subtle body. Understand. Understand the science, why he is not affected by this. His mind is placed in Atman. His mind is not available in gross body and subtle body. Therefore, all the experiences happening at the gross body level and the subtle level, either in the mind or the intellect, will not affect him. Will not affect him. So these people, these jnani, they look worldly, acting in the world, but they have transcended the world. Worldly things don't touch him. Understand, after realization also, experience of the truth also, we will remain in this world. Till the prarabdha end, we have to stay here. But that prarabdha will not affect him, be it happiness or sorrow. So what is the sadhana? Sadhana for all of us. How he has come to this state? He came to this state. He was a sakam karmi like all of us. He was always doing kamya karma. Then after that sometime he realized that I am not becoming happy. I came to America, wanted 1 million. Now I have got 2 million, still I am not happy. Then slowly, then an inquiry comes into the mind. What is the cause? No university in the world can tell you what is the cause. He has to come to satsang. When he comes to satsang, he will come to know, are you are sakam karmi, na? What we have to do is now niskam karma. What is niskam karma? Karma yoga you have to do. I am telling you all this sadhana, the whole sadhana from zero to end. But if a jnani comes, I am not going to tell all these things to him. I will ask him, what are you doing? He will say, 24 hours, 8 hours I sleep and 16 hours I work. Do you remember that? No. I will tell him, okay, you do Om Namah Shivaya, one mala. Every day, one mala. How long it will take? 2 minutes. I am not going to tell the whole sadhana, this you have to do. No, you do it. Then he will come, nothing is happening. Okay, now you increase it to 2, 3, 4, 10. Then I will say, okay, now you do some seva. Seva without expecting any remuneration. Come do some seva. Most of the people will run away at that time. They will say, I will go work outside, will get $15. You are saying you do seva without nothing. Do you think I am such a dull person? I don't understand your motive. Run away. Unless he does this niskam seva, improvement will not come. We all know purification of mind is the first step. And the best purifier we have seen is Karma Yoga. Others are also purifying. Japa, Puja, going to temple, Tirth Brahman, all are purifying. Satsang, purifying. But the Karma Yoga gives us the maximum result because we practice it 24 hours, 16 hours a week. We are doing Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga, remembering Lord every moment. Understand the science. Then after that, choice is ours. Whether I will do it or not do it again, Bhagavan has given us the freedom. Karmanne vadhikaraste maa phale sukadachan. We have got the choice. He will not come and say, "Arey, why you are not doing? after listening to Gita for 25 years, you are not started? What is this? He will not come and say. He will not come. Karma Yoga, then you become for Karma Sannyas. What is Karma Sannyas? Sravan Manan Niti Dhyasan. When you do Sravan Manan Niti Dhyasan, you come to Nirvikal Samadhi, it is experience. Then after that, you abide in that. The same topic we are discussing this morning in Vivek Chudamani also. Shankaracharya, we are also saying the same thing. So this is the vision of that Jnani. This is the vision of the Jnani. He is awake toward the Atman, and all the Jnani are, they are sleeping toward that Atman. They are awake toward the world. Jnani is sleeping toward the world. Therefore, Bhagavan has said in Bhagavad Gita, Yani sa sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami. Next. How he establishes in Brahman? Next verse, verse number 21.
Bhaya sparsheshva saktatma vindatyatmaniyat sukham sabrambha yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute Bhaya sparsheshu asaktatma vindatyatmani yat sukham sabrambha yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute.
Bhaya sparsheshu asaktatma. This person is bhaya sparsheshu, in external contact. Bhaya, outside. Sparsa, contact. Bhaya sparsa asaktatma. Mind not attached to it. One is asakta, one is asakta. Asakta, not attached. Asakta, attached. But this person is vahya sparsesu asaktatma, not attached. Such person, bindati atmani yat sukham. Bindati, he finds. What he finds? Sukham. Where? Atmani, in his own Atman. So with the self unattached to external context, he finds happiness in the self. Vahya sparsa, sparsa means touch. All external objects, sabda to gandha. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. There are five sense objects and we have got five gyanendriya, organs of perception. And these organs of perception, they touch. They touch these sense objects. And we get happiness. If the desired thing, if I get, I get happiness. And a jnani strives for that. He puts in effort to get that contact. Vanilla ice cream, agitating my mind. I go to the ice cream parlor, take the ice cream and touch. The moment I touch, sukha. Bahiya sparsa, or the bhajan I want to listen. Guruji bhajan, I turned it on. Now it is coming. Bahiya sparsa. Asaktatma, different from those who are attached to the sabda, sparsa, rupa and gandha. He is not attached. Asakta. Bindati atmani yatsukam. Such person, he gets sukh from the Atman. He is virakta. He is virakta from the sense objects. Virakta. This is a sukh of vairagya. It is the greatest sukh. Suppose I don't desire anything of the world. It will give you a sattvic joy. Mind is not agitated, you see. No desire, mind is peaceful. Sattvic joy. There is a rajasic joy. I want spicy food. I want to listen to that music of 30,000. What is? Rajasic sukh. Tamasic sukh, hurting other, harming others. I get joy. Tamasic sukh. But this vairagi, His joy is even greater than all this thing. Suramandir Tarubula Nivasa Sayya Bhutal Ajinam Vasa Sarva Parigra Bhoga Tyaga Kasya Sukham Nakaroti Viraga. Whom will not the Virag bring the happiness? He is in the Brahmananda. In Brahmananda, Vishyananda are all included. Like in $1, all pence are all included. So this Vishyananda are all petty things. Brahmananda includes everything. So he is enjoying everything. Sa Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma Sukham Akshan Asmuti. Saha he Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma. His mind is Yukta. With whom? Brahma. Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma. His mind is established there. What he is doing? Asnute. He is enjoying. Enjoying what? Sukham. Happiness. What type of sukha is he in? Akshayam. Endless. We have never experienced such type of sukha. We have experienced sukha, which is not akshayam, which is sam. It is momentary. It gives us the happiness and it goes away. So his mind is placed in Brahman. How he places his mind in Brahman? By samadhi. Remember? Sabikalp samadhi, sravan manan nidhidhyasan, sabikalp nirvikalp samadhi. He went there and got it. So Vairagya was there. Full Vairagya was there, so he was successful. Suppose I am sitting in the samadhi and the samadhi is not happening. It is not because of that I don't have Atmagyan. I have got the Atmagyan. Sravan has already happened. After Sravan Manan, I sat for meditation. Now I am not successful in meditation in Savikal Samadhi. I am not reaching Nirvikal Samadhi. I am trying Ambrahmasmi. While I am trying Ambrahmasmi early morning at 4:30 a.m. in Brahma Muhurat. Then a thought comes about coffee. So why am I not successful in samadhi? Because of the coffee. Not because of the Atmagyan. Atmagyan has happened. If samadhi is not happening, that means there is still... I don't have a complete vairagya. Vairagya, full vairagya has not happened. Because the mind, instead of going to Atman, is going to the world, Anatma. There are only two places the mind will go. I am trying to place my mind in the Sabakal Samadhi and Nirvikal Samadhi toward the Brahman, Atman. But this mind, because it is habituated for millions of lives, is running toward the object, emotions and thoughts. Again the copy is coming. What is this copy? Anatma. So mind either can go to Atma or Anatma. So samadhi is not happening, the fault is with the vairagya, not with the Atmagyan. Samaj lo. Don't think mera Atmagyan nahi hua. You all have got the Atmagyan. What is Atman, what is Anatma, you all know. If it is not happening, that means the vairagya is not happening. In samadhi, mind is going again to Anatma. That means the vairagya is not complete. So samadhi is test for vairagya, not for atmagyan. Understand? Samadhi is test for vairagya and not for atmagyan. Sukham akshayam asmute. Jnani enjoy the endless happiness. Visay sukha janan. It has got the degrees also. Visay sukha has got priya, mod, pramod. You know all these words. They have different degrees. But in the that Brahma Sukh, there is no degree. It is homogeneous. Whether it is a rich person or a poor person, healthy or unhealthy, will experience the same Sukh. Like in the deep sleep, whether you are a poor, sleeping on the pavement, or you are a king, sleeping in the palace, deep sleep sukh is one and same. one and same. So what is the upaya to free ourselves from this visaya priti? How can we withdraw from the sense objects? So Bhagavan says in next sloka.
Ye hi samsparshaja bhogaha. Ye hi samsparshaja bhogaha. Dukkhayo nayayevate. Dukkhayo nayayevate. Adyantavantah kaunteya. Adyantavantah kaunteya. Nate shuramate buddhaha. Nate shuramate buddhaha. Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayo nayayevate adyantavantah kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha.
Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayo nayayevate. Yehi, which verily samsparshaja, contact born. Five gyanendriya, five organs of perception, touching. Five sense object, whatever sukh we get by that contact, bhoga, dukkayoneo evata, they are the generator of pains. But I am getting sukh. I am getting sukh. Bhagwan is saying, no, no, no. They are all the womb of sorrows. So what is the nature of the worldly joy? What is the visaya sukh? We all know. Let us revise once again. What is that? They are petty and impermanent. Chanik. Anybody having experienced permanent sukh from any object? Raise your hand. Nobody. All are temporary. Nature of visaya sukh. They are not natural. In Vivek Chudamani class today we are seeing that nariyal pani. I gave an example of nariyal. Break nariyal. Na real. Real means English real. Na real pani. Nariyal pani, that sukh is not real. Whatever we are getting from the objects of the world is not real. It is not permanent. It is chanik. And they come by foolish contact with the sense objects. Foolish contact. Suppose now you foolishly touch the positive wire of electricity. Foolishly. You want to touch. Touch. Now you will find what you will get. You are not going to get joy. You will get dukkha only. So it is the generated by contact, by sparsh with the visaya and the sense organs. It is only by contact. Earlier it was said, matra sparsastu kaunteya sitoshna sukta tada. Matra indriya. When the indriya, they touch the sense object, then there is a sukh and dukh. So there is a samparka and there is a biyog. Samparka and biyog is continuously there in this. And for this samparka, we have to put in effort. Continuously we have to put in effort to get that sukh. Okay, dukkha yoneo, worldly sukhs are the womb of sorrows. Why they are womb of all sorrows? Because each experience creates rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. Each experience adds to our list of likes and dislikes. What is this likes and dislikes? Vasanas. In our BMI chart, vasanas. Rag and dvesh. Unless we reduce it by karma yoga, it will go on increasing. Don't think that you become richer by increasing vasana. Vaan ulta hota hai. You become rich by reducing vasana, not by increasing vasana. We have to reduce it. So we are adding. So what happens after that? So the thing which I like, I want to visit again and again, again and again, again and again. And whatever is left for that, I have to take birth again. Therefore, this is womb of sorrow. And there is a fear of loss also, visaya sukh. We have got a fear also. And there is a jealousy also. If somebody has got more, I am jealous. I have got one car, he has got three cars. I am jealous. Suppose I have got three cars, he has got only motorbike. He is jealous of me. Visaya sukh. Visheshuk. This is the nature of Visheshuk. And sarve indriyani jaranti teja. They drain away our energy. Simple thing. You sit before TV or go to cinema hall and tell them that I am going to see the noon, matinee, evening and night show, same show. After four show, when you come out, jaryanti teja, your eyes are red. You have drained your energy whole day. Only you are seeing, that's all. Jaryanti teja. And in Vivek Churamani we have seen those enati bro. Visaya Krishna Sarpa Visadapi Visam Nihanti Bhoktaram Drashtaram Chaktusapi Ayam. Shankaracharya says they are even, you know, more dangerous than the poison of a cobra snake. Black cobra, Krishna cobra, black cobra. Why? Poison if you take, then only you die. But here the sense object, you just see. Not you have to, just by seeing gone. Ho gaya. Krishna sarpa. So these sense objects are eating us up. So beware of enjoyment of sense object. As we teach our children that the balloons are temporary only, it is their nature. Same way, understand all visheshuka are temporary. Our own experience. Last 1 year, visheshuka. We are not able to go to restaurant. Now they are started opening again. Visheshuka. Even if we are not opening, we are getting it by delivered at home. Visheshuka. Restrained, not able to go out to see the sense object. We were all suffering. Adyantavanta Kaunteya Nate Suramate Buddha. They all have got a beginning and end. Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra, I love Kunti. And you are son of Kunti, therefore I love you also. Nate Suramate Buddha. Buddha means the wise people, they don't revel in such type of contact-born happiness. They don't revel in the... Because they have got an adi, they have got an anta, and they pave way for the future sorrow. They pave way for the future sorrow because they create rag and dvesh. Shankaracharya says there is, in that vishaya, there is no gandha matra sukha. Not even a smell of sukha is there in sense objects. To prove that, if you want to know more details, you can read Kindle Life. You will find there. So whenever the sukh ends, what happens? We experience dukh. Chala gaya. It was giving me sukh. Now it is giving me dukh only. Na tesu ramate buddha, a viveki sadhak. He will not go for such sukh. He will go to the world only that much which is required. That's all. Only that much which is required. Balance, he will leave it there. So vairagya is the cause of the knowledge and vairagya is also the result of knowledge. Vairagya is cause of knowledge. Unless you withdraw from the world, knowledge will not happen. And once the knowledge happens, you will not go to the world. Some more characteristics are there which we'll see in our next class. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.